Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ed Harrington back on the show. Ed's become a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Ideas to Go. He serves on the Yale Center for Customer Insights on the board of directors there. He's the co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, and he's our friend, Ed Harrington. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you for having me back to you and your listeners as well.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you want to talk about how people rationalize the way we behave. I remember when I first discovered the concept of rationalization, it was on me. I was the one doing the rationalizing. And I didn't really know how to think about it like that. And somebody pointed out to me that I was rationalizing. And I remember thinking, I don't have a rash. What's wrong with you?
But it was on me,
and they were right. I was rationalizing like crazy, I was just a pup. I was just a little bitty thing, you know. When somebody said that to me, rationalizing gets to be a thing for some people, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and it can happen on a couple of levels. So what we find a lot when we're working with folks are these, once again, these sort of subconscious biases and tendencies that people have. And when you're most frustrated by it, when I was reminded by the pogo, we've met the enemy and he is us.
Right.
When you
I love
talked
that.
About, you realized you were the one rationalizing.
He was so,
very,
pogo,
very
pogo was very smart.
Pogo is brilliant. Absolutely. The wisdom of the swamp, you know.
The wisdom of the possum.
It really comes. Exactly. So what it's really frustrating is when you hear somebody doing it and they don't realize, like you got to the point of realization, but most people don't realize that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They actually come to a conclusion first. So when you're looking for solutions, it's really tough if your own mind is working against you.
Right.
And making you line things up. This is what, you know, you say, well, why, how could a business possibly fail? Well, sometimes they're disastrous things, but a lot of times it's a slow boil. And people are ignoring, I think it's that phrase again, it's love what you do, I think you say, but not how you do it necessarily. You know, watch out for that. It's a really hard thing to do. In your, in thinking about the third ingredient, one of the phrases of the new economy that I always have a little problem with is this business of the shared economy.
Right.
Because every time I look at the shared economy, Airbnb, for example, rent out your room or your apartment, or you've got Uber, you know, share my ride. You're not sharing. They're selling it to you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that's almost math. That's literally changing the language of how
it's not. It's not sharing if you're taking me where I want to go and you weren't going to go there.
No, it's absurd. You know, it's sort of an entry point. It's good language, but it's no different than anything else.
Are you talking now about misdirection? Is that what you're? Because it sounds like if somebody's trying to brand something and make it sound better than it really is, that sounds like misdirection to me. What is that? Is that what you think is going on right now? Is that part of rationalization?
That is what I would say. Is that you can dig into language and you can find ways to sort of illuminate things and make them clear, or you can find ways to kind of misdirect, as you say, or obfuscate.
Right. Well, see, our government is the best at this. The two political parties. If a new bill that gets passed, if all you did was look at the title, you think, oh my goodness, milk and honey, we'll have manna from heaven falling out of heaven. You know, we're living in a land of milk and honey. We'll never have to work again. And then next thing you know, you get hit by a sledgehammer of laws and regulations.
Yes, exactly. You know, I often wish that the plaques that were dedicating these buildings and plazas said somewhere either to the voters or the taxpayers and not to the governor and the senator and the president. It's like, let's put the glory where it belongs. And let's be real about what can and can't be solved. I kind of laugh because you look at these things like the driving, the Ubers and the Airbnbs, and now they're beginning to be regulated. Mm-hmm. You know, their big thing was we're not regulated. It's a huge advantage for them. But again, the idea of that sharing, again, that's not sharing. That's not even remotely sharing.
And when we come back, I'm going to get Ed to explain to us why that's such a burn under his blanket. After this break, 22, I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.